This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here with you. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Hope you enjoyed the program from yesterday. We went right into it with no announcement. It's a sermon I just preached last weekend at church. It's entitled Skin for Skin. And that's a quote that an angry Satan said to God because the devil was bent out of shape that God had his hand of protection around Job. And he revealed so much about himself when Satan says, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. That is the subject of this sermon here. As I was about to say, what you heard to kick off the program yesterday was a CD that I have from, and it was assorted quotes from sermons from someone named Leonard Ravenhill. That was an awesome, played that prior to the service. Once a year, I like to play that. It's a great motivator, and some awesome words there from Leonard Ravenhill. If you'd like a copy of that, you can download it from my program or send me an email. I'll mail you a copy. It's only 4 minutes long. My email address, paul@wmiefm.com. This is part two of this message now. We're looking at Satan's MO, and that is, friend, it's to keep you in your comfort zone. We look all throughout time how Satan has interacted with people, and he's tried to have people sit back down and not do anything. We're going to pick it up here with the story of Jeremiah, who went back to Israel to rebuild the wall. We're going to look what happened to him. We're going to look at the Lord Jesus, too, in Matthew chapter 16 with him and Peter. And that's where we're going here today. So this is part two now of this message, Skin for Skin.
There were many obstacles along the way. Nehemiah had set his face like flint to finish the task that the Lord had given him. Things are taking place left and right to try to distract Nehemiah from completing his task. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 10. It says, afterwards, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. And he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, because they're coming to kill you. Indeed, at night, they will come to kill you. And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. Okay, now check out this awesome revelation, which you do well to always remember. Verse 12. Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. You see, Satan's plan was to have Nehemiah take it easy, not to commit adultery, not to not get divorced, not to become an atheist. But his plan for him was to do nothing. Satan's plan for Nehemiah was to do nothing. That was the deception. Brilliant. Not to sin, but to do nothing. Verse 13, for this reason he was hired, that I should be afraid and act that way and sin, that they might have cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, remember Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets who would have made me afraid. Now Satan, through these two people, worked his M.O., appealing to Nehemiah's comfort zone, planting seeds of doubt, planting worries of death and misfortune, and seeds of fear. And this is how he works. Because this is what the devil thinks about you. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. And this is what he thinks of you. And you, and you, and you, and everyone here in this church. Satan thinks you will do anything to save your hide. Until you prove him different in the battlefield. Not in your comfort zone. In the battlefield. You see, we know his innermost secret. We know Satan's innermost secret. That you will cave under pressure. Especially all you seasoned believers. You that aren't going to fall at the notion of adultery and denying God and becoming an apostate. Is this deception? To get you to do nothing. Same as Nehemiah. Just like the man preached there on the tape. Do nothing. There's one way to get to heaven. There's a million ways to go to hell. Just do nothing. Especially seasoned believers here, where no dangling carrot has any effect on you. Now, fast forward, 30 AD, Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples they should tell no one he was Jesus the Christ. All right, Peter the Great, right? On top of the world, strutting like a peacock. Peter. I mean, can't you see him? How proud he must have been at this when God called him out and singled him out. Flesh and blood do not reveal this to you. When God says, this one here hears from God. Verse 21. From that time, Jesus. Now, look for the key words as we go through this. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples he must go to Jerusalem and suffer. Suffer. Many things from the elders and chief priests and be killed and raised on the third day. All right, Underline those words if you got a Bible. If you like writing in your Bible, suffer and be killed. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him and said, "Far be it from you, Lord. This will not happen to you." But I want you to see this was an innocent enough comment, wasn't it? "Far be it from you." Any of us could have made that comment. "Far be it from you, Lord." Verse 23. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, devil. You are an offense to me." Actually, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. You're not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." You see, Jesus recognized this ploy as a diabolical attempt to influence Jesus to do nothing. Nothing. "Don't do that. You might get hurt." He didn't say, "Get behind me, Peter." He said, "Get behind me, Satan." His deception was to do nothing. Not go out and sin, but do nothing. Just do nothing. Can't harm anybody, right? Someone recently asked me if I thought Satan could read a person's mind. And I answered, "No, but he can certainly place thoughts there." You see, Satan even tried appealing to the Son of God to have him relax, keep him in his comfort zone, and do nothing. "No, don't do that. It's dangerous. Relax." Maybe you heard some of these lies. "Why be so zealous? Why take that stand? Why be that bold? Why confront sin? Everybody does it." You see, these are things that require boldness. And this is where and when the devil comes in alongside and whispers, "Psst, what will people say? You'll be singled out and punished. Or think of your job. But just do nothing. Do nothing." But the Lord Jesus, he knows how to look behind the mask and see who is behind there and who the real enemy is. How about you? You peel back the layers of that onion, and what does the devil say to you? Through your trusted friends, no less. What does he say? "No, don't do that. No, don't go there." Perhaps he says to you, "Tomorrow." Yeah, do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.